Well, as I said, they were very good in their first trial match against the Newcastle Knights, the St. George Illawarra Dragons. And joining us on the phone from Port Stephens is Paul Vaughan. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, boys. How are you going?
Very good, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning. I know that you're busy with training and whatnot, but I tell you what, it's been a big pre-season. I know you've been working hard, and nice to get, albeit a trial, a nice little result against Newcastle on the weekend.
Yeah, mate, it's been a good start for the boys. The boys went over to Knights and made the grand final there, which is great to see. And we continued that form on the weekend against Knights. I think the first 20 minutes was a little bit scrappy. I think I sort of rolled us through the middle there. But, you know, at the back end of the second half there, the boys started to get a roll on. So good to get the result.
Yeah, Paul, we've got a lot of listeners that are Dragon supporters, and there's a lot of Dragon supporters out there, and they were frustrated and disappointed with the season last year. What will be different for you guys this year compared to what you showed last year? Where's the biggest improvement going to come from? And when you analysed last year, what were you most disappointed in?
Yeah, I think there was a couple of games here where our defence wasn't great, and there was quite a large amount of points scored. And I think that just comes back to our defence now, our mental strength. I just don't think it was there last year. So I think we've really been working on that this year with a lot of defence focus and a lot of wrestling as well. So there's no excuses for last year. We've analysed that. We know the places that we need to fix up. So we've addressed that in the off season, and hopefully we can get off to a good start this year and show everyone how hard we've been working.
You mentioned your defence, and I know that Shane Flanagan is on board now, and he's one of your defensive coaches. What impact has he had on the playing group this year?
Yeah, mate, he's been fantastic since he's come in. I think everything that he says has a lot of weight behind it. He's won a comp, and he's been a very successful coach. So it's always good for a new fellow to come in, and I think it just sort of gave us a new lease on what we're trying to do. Like I said, Fano's got a lot of weight behind what he says, so he's been really good for us.
What's the belief like in the group? Obviously, a few injuries come out of the Nines, but you've got Isaac Luke, Merrin comes back to the club. We know what's happened off the field, but on the field, are you expecting Dragons fans to be surprised this season?
I'm not sure about being surprised. I just think, we just want to be a tough, gritty team, and we've definitely got the roster to make a charge and to be a successful team. So we need to get a couple of things right. Hopefully we can tweak those things starting this week in the Charity Shield. And like I said, we just need to get off to a good start.
Yeah, obviously. Sorry, Vaughnie, go.
Sorry, mate, you go.
No, you go, mate.
I was just going to say, we have the belief in the team, and like I said, we've got a great roster, so there's no excuses. And I think everyone's hoping not to have the year that we had last year, because it just wasn't good enough.
Yeah, I think a lot of Dragon supporters are looking forward to seeing Zach Lomax getting a crack at fullback. How's he gone in the off-season, and how did he go against Newcastle in that trial?
Yeah, mate, we did video yesterday, and he had a great game. He's at the back, he's a great voice. And, coming through the ranks, he's been one of the best kids coming through. So obviously the Saints locked him down for a long-term deal, and he's got a lot of potential. So I'm pretty close with Zach. I'm pretty excited to see how he goes this year, because I believe he's a player to watch for the future.
And what about your other young players coming through? Is there anyone that we're not talking about that you think we should be, or we should be focusing on?
Yeah, mate, we've got a half, Adam Clune, who played on the weekend, set up a few tries, and he had a great year in reserve grade last year. And I think I think he'd be pretty close, to be honest. I think with Benny. Any of them, they go away for rep duties. I think Adam's a man to step up there. He's a great young player, and I think he's definitely one to watch.
Yeah, I watched some of that game last weekend, and he's got a really nice passing game, the halfback, yeah. Clune.
Yeah, mate, he's pretty silky. He's got a good head on his shoulders too, so he's been around for a while. I think he's about 25, so he's a bit of a late bloomer, but he's definitely going to make an impact when he gets his chance.
Yeah. Could that be a little something we see during the year? I know there's always that chat about Ben Hunt and how he's obviously the man there, but when we see him play in that dummy half position, he does seem to grow a leg. Could we see maybe that into the season that Ben doesn't stay at seven, and it's not so much an individual option, it's more of the team-based option and what's best for the Dragons?
Yeah, mate, I'm not too sure, to be honest. I think, you know, like you said, everyone sees how good of a hooker Benny is when he goes away and plays his rep duties and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, that could be an option. And it's good to have a lot of depth there at the club as well. So, yeah, whatever's best for the team, we've spoken about that throughout the preseason. You know, if a player has to play out of position, then so be it. So the boys have got a really good attitude towards that kind of stuff. So I'm sure that wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. Vaughan, I've got to ask about Jack De Bellen. How's he going? And now that his case has been pushed back to November, 2 years of possibly missing football, is he still around the club and still training with you guys?
Yeah, mate, he's still around the club. He trains every day. He's keeping a really positive mindset at the moment. You know, he's still in great shape, and he still tears the boys apart when we do oppose. So he's in great shape. You know, it's very disappointing the way things have turned out with him. You know, almost going to miss 2 years because he's been such an integral member of the team for such a long time. And it's a bit of a hole there, but I think, you know, Jackie's in a good spot at the moment, considering, you know, all things.
Yeah. And injuries too play a big part in anyone's season. You've picked up a couple of injuries in the Nines, most notably to Cam McGuinness. How is he going? And Josh Kerr, I think, is in for a big year. Unfortunately, injured his knee in the All-Stars match. How did he pull up as well?
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing to see Curry go down on the weekend. I thought he was playing really well. He looks really fit. He looks strong. And, you know, he's looking for a really good year this year too. So, I think, I'm not sure, I think it's a medial. I think I'm not 100% sure, but I think he's going to be out for a couple of weeks with Cam as well. So I think the signing of Isaac Luke's really going to help us. It's a really positive signing. So, you know, I think he'll sort of hold it down there for a bit until Cam is ready to make his return, and then we'll reassess the situation there. But, you know, Cam, obviously being the skipper, he's very... you know, he's sort of the core player there in the middle and of the team as well. So he'll be sorely missed, but I'm sure he'll be doing everything to get back as soon as possible.
All right, well, you've got a massive weekend coming up in Mudgee. Of course, the Charity Shield, a sellout crowd expected. It's great out there at Mudgee. I mean, Laurie and I often comment on how good the surface is out there. It's great for rugby league and great for all sport, in fact. But they've had a bit of a stranglehold on this. So their fifth consecutive triumph. The Rabbits, why will the Dragons be winning the Charity Shield this weekend?
Yeah, I was actually reading about that. The last five-year results doesn't go our way. It doesn't look pretty, but you know, I think the boys are just keen to get out there all together and just put in place what we've been practicing all pre-season. So, yeah, like I said, all the boys are looking forward to it and hopefully we can get the result.
All right, Paul, you've been training hard. I know the group's been training hard as well. Enjoy Mudgee, enjoy the sights and sounds, and hopefully you can get a red and white victory in the Charity Shield and a big season ahead.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.